Welcome to Evenings with the Editors podcast. I'm Catherine, a senior at Mother Divine Grace School and co-editor here.
And I'm Emma, a junior at Mother of Divine Grace School and also co-editor here.
And here's the deal, guys. Our only rule for this podcast is that you must, and by that we mean must, listen to this podcast in the evening hours when you can step back from the hectic mess that might have been your day and reflect on the ebbs and flows of the comedy and sometimes tragedy that is high school. Today we are telling our car failure stories, and I am going to start. I go in, it's like the end of May. I go in to this driver's test, and my mom and I had decided, well, pretty much I had just decided to take it at a little bit of a farther away DMV. I mean, here we call it the MVA, because I heard that they are like nicer and it's more likely that I'll pass my test and have a good experience. Anyway, I go in to this MBA, and y'all, I mean, going to the DMV is always frustrating. I mean, we all know that. It's just so aggravating. I remember getting my permit just being so, I think it was like my innocence was being taken away, knowing that there was so much inefficiency in the world. And I'm not a very, let's say, calm, cool, and collected person. I can get very anxious about things. So I was like sitting there, like psyching myself out, like getting so worked up. I was like praying, but at the same time, I was so anxious. So I pull up around the corner, and you guys, I haven't even started the test yet. And I go up on the curb when I'm pulling around the corner. So I kind of freak out. Let me tell you, it was not like how they do it in the driver's ed videos, where a nice man comes up and says, "Hey, I'm your instructor today. My name's blah, blah, blah. Now, this is how it's going to go." It is not like that. This man, I don't think it's normally like this, but I think it was maybe this poor guy was just having a really rough day. I don't know. But he was I think he was like foreign. He had an accent. So it was kind of hard to understand him at times, but he just seemed like, I don't know, he was having a rough day, he was kind of impatient, and I was so nervous, so I was, like, choking up, like, I was not choking up, I mean, I was just felt nervous about, like, really little things, so I was kind of in this, like, paralyzed state almost, where I was just so nervous. So we begin the test, and I do the two-point, like, back in turn, and I do that fine, so I'm like, whew, like, that's the difficult part, right? But the thing is, like, as I was going up to do that, I stopped at a sign, and it was almost as if he was mad. I could just, like, tell that this guy was frustrated, and, like, he was almost mad at me for stopping too long at the sign. And anyway, I just, like, did this two-point turn, and then I was just really put off by his attitude and his demeanor, and so gives me these directions to, like, go out of
the course.
Yes, the course. Thank you. I misheard him, or I was kind of confused, so then I ended up going the wrong way, and then he got frustrated at me. Long story short, he goes, "Okay, I'm just gonna give you one more chance. Like, come on, like, let's do this." And I was like so nervous, and I just start driving, and I roll past a stop sign. And he has me, like, pull back over into a parking space and, like, gives me this whole spiel about how I shouldn't be so nervous. And looking back on it, I mean, it was very frustrating to me, because I felt that his demeanor and his instructions was, like, part of, like, contributing to my nervousness. So at first I was just, like, really, like, upset and sad. I asked, like, my mom and I went out for, like, milkshakes to the Five Guys, but it turns out that Five Guys didn't have milkshakes, so that was additionally bad. So we were gonna, okay, I know this is an unnecessary detail, but you know where, like, you go to get, like, a burger and fries and, like, some hot dogs, and you just, like, need a milkshake? Like, I don't know why some Five Guys don't have milkshakes. Doesn't make sense. Anyway,
that is a problem in society, I'm just telling you.
We really need to do something about that. Emma, you and I are greatest calling.
We will.
Thanks. We ended up scheduling. I ended up getting it a month later at a different place where the guy was really nice. And I just remember walking or parking after I took my second test and the guy just being like, yeah, okay, you passed. And just feeling like this rush of just relief and like happiness. I was like so elated. It was so funny. But I think definitely after failing once, like when you finally do get it, it was just amazing. Nerves are your enemies, people. Like, don't.
Yes, they definitely are.
This is what my friend said. She was like, as I was going to take it for the second time, she was like, when I was thinking about taking my test, I just realized that I needed to like, stop thinking about it, because the more I thought about it, the only reason I was thinking about it is because I wasn't trusting God that it worked out, that it would work out. So it was like thinking about it and worrying about it was just in itself an act of not trusting. So if you are approaching your test, guys, just like don't even think about it, you know, like don't even, because just trust in God. And that is Catherine's lesson for the day.
Preach it.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Now we get to move on to your funny story, which is honestly like, wow, Emma.
My car story isn't as bad as Catherine's because I passed my driver's test.
All right. Don't rub it in.
Flying colors, people, with flying colors.
Rub it in.
I made up for it with this stunt. So I passed my driver's test in like early September, and then my grandpa gives me his truck, which is his old truck. He has like two trucks. He gave me his old truck, which is a Chevy 2500. It's a really big truck, and it's great. She's huge, and I named her Betsy. Betsy the truck. She's amazing. And so my parents finally let me drive on my own out to my barn where I keep my horse, and I felt so cool. I was like, me and Betsy are going to take over the world. This is great. So I drive out there like on Monday and everything goes great. So on Wednesday, I was going to go ride my horse again. And I was super pumped to drive my truck because it's a truck and I just feel really great driving it and everything had been going well. So I get to the barn and I pull up and I'm going to go park. And the parking lot is like right next to the barn. So like when you park, you're like 4 inches from the barn. And so I pull up and there are a couple people outside like unloading hay from a truck. And it was a guy and a girl. The guy was watching me park my truck. And I don't know if that's like a guy thing, like they worry about how trucks are parked. But he was, like, watching me. So I get really nervous because I don't want some random dude to be judging me on how I park my truck. So I was like, I'm going to show him how it's done. And so I prepare to, like, back my truck in. So I back in. Everything was great. I couldn't really hear anything that was going on because a big tractor was going around the property doing stuff. So it was really loud, and I couldn't really hear anything. So I get out. I go get my horse, I tack things up, and then the barn owner comes up to me and he says, hey, Emma, can you just move your truck, please? Because we're having a horse trailer come in and they need to park right there. So I was like, fine, I'll move my truck. It'll be great. So I move my truck and I park again in a different place. And the girl who is unloading hay with the guy comes up to me and she's like, hey, Emma, I saw that you hit the barn with your truck earlier. And I was like, wait. I did what? So sure enough, I go check where I had backed in earlier, and there's a huge dent in the barn. And I was like, oh, this is great. This is great. Now I need to see my truck. So I go up to my truck, and my truck is, like, super strong, I guess, because there's nothing. There's, like, barely a scratch on Betsy. Yet the barn
good
has
old Betsy.
Yes, good old Betsy. But the barn has this huge dent in it. So I was like, what should I do? And she was like, Emma, don't tell anyone. Like, there are so many people out here. Like, no one will ever notice. Someone will just think a horse kicked it. And I was like, well, that isn't the way to do it. So I was really nervous. And I went and I decided that I would just tell the barn owner because I would just feel better about myself if I told the barn owner that I hit his barn. So I walk up to his door. He has a really big house. And he comes to the door. And he's like, hey, Emma, what's up? And I'm like, so I was backing in earlier. And I kind of hit a barn with my truck. He was like, oh, no worry, that'll be fine, it'll be great. And then he literally just closes the door and walks away. I was like, okay, I was so nervous. And, like, that's the reaction I get. Like, I don't know how I feel about this. There's still a dent in the barn. And I'm thinking about signing it and saying, like, Emma Roberts was here. But I think that it's pretty obvious that Emma Roberts was here. So, yeah.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
That's my story.
That's so great.
Betsy's fine, so it worked out. But,
hey, yeah. You know what? As long as you know, this is just a strengthening of you and Betsy's relationship. You know, you've been through this together. And now you can take on the world.
Girl, we're tight. We're tight. Yeah. Anyway, yes, those are our car stories. If you have any funny car stories or driver's test stories, let us know in the comments below because we really want to hear them. I'm sure you guys have some funny ones.
You have to be able to laugh at yourself. So don't be afraid. Be honest. You know, just it can be really good to just talk about your failures and laugh at them, which is what Emma and I are doing right now for your entertainment. So I hope that you appreciate this. And we hope that you tune in next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.